This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Warren, you and I have spoken a lot recently about how much we love to dance.
Yes.
And how we can't wait to get out and have a little bit of a boogie. Well, having seen Haiku Hands a couple of times live, I can tell you that they know how to make you dance. And in fact, they go so far as to dare you not to dance. That's how much their music moves you. If you were lucky enough to get your hands on a Gay Times Festival ticket, then you have the opportunity to dance along with them this weekend. Well, B. Lewis from Haiku Hands joins us now. B., welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi! That was such a good intro.
Thanks so much. Like,
yeah, that's so our definitely a huge intention of the band is to get people dancing and get loose. So that's
how
we won something. I'm like, yes.
Well, yeah. For someone who hasn't seen a Haiku Hands show or doesn't know of your music, can you tell us a little bit about what to expect from Haiku Hands?
The first word that came to my mind was debauchery, and I don't know if that's totally right, but that's sometimes what it feels like on stage. I feel like it's just a wild, explorative, fun time. I know on stage I always just feel like really free and really, I feel like we have the best audiences, so I feel like there's always like a really cool connection and we just create some crazy whirlpool of energy and yeah.
And off it goes. You've got a new song out. I love the title, Shoot the Shot. Can you tell us a bit about it
and
the song?
Yeah. So we started writing it in Melbourne. We write with a producer in Melbourne called Jolly Sticks, who's a good friend of the band's. And we were reading, do you know Amelia Earhart? I think she was the first woman to circumnavigate the world in a plane.
Yep.
Yeah, the pilot. Yeah. So we were reading these love letters that she'd written to her partner at the time and, not love letters, they were kind of like letters which were like, look, this is really important to me and, you know, I pretty much like I just have an unconventional life and I'm going to live it. And, so it was just kind of about, I don't know, living an unconventional life and following your dreams, as cheesy as that sounds, but, you know, doing the things that matter and the things that, are hard and shoot the shot. Give it a go.
Absolutely. It's a great song and it is very Haiku Hands. Now, speaking of creating your songs, how does it happen? Because it's not just you. There is a whole band, Haiku Hands. So is it a collective effort?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like actually the hands in Haiku Hands is kind of representative of that collective effort. We have, there's Claire Mier and I who are, I guess, like, the front of the band, and then we work with a whole bunch of producers and writers, and most of the songs from that album were written in Melbourne with Jolly Sticks, who I mentioned before, and I mean that just comes, we gather a bunch of beats from different people and we've written a few ourselves, and then we just put them on in the writing room and we just kind of see whichever ones either make us get up and dance or give us a really good feeling, and then we just end up just writing about whatever, you know, we're kind of thinking about at the time or whatever's going on in the world. But it feels very responsive to the music, which I really like.
I love how you go with the feelings as well. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you're performing at Gay Times this weekend. What are you really excited about? Is it the camping?
I don't want to swear about that song, so I'm excited. It's a festival I wanted to buy out for so long, and I feel really lucky that we're getting to go there. What am I most excited about? Just everything, the vibe, the people, the music, the experience. I met Alex, who's one of the organisers, last year, and I was just really blown away by Alex and everything that they do, and I don't know. I feel like I'm just about to step into a very, special kind of, I don't know what's the word. I want to say magical, but I don't think it's quite magical. Just like, I don't know. I think I just haven't been to a festival in ages, and this is one I've wanted to play at for so long. And
that's so exciting. So Gay Times is next. Do you have other big plans for 2022 for Haiku Hands?
Yeah, so we got a huge tour. Well, huge. It's all big, I guess, compared to, you know, not touring. So we're playing at Wonad and then headlining Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, playing a few other festivals in Queensland. So we have, yeah, a bunch kind of starting from Gay Times onwards till about mid-April. So, yeah, touring.
So fun.
I noticed you, released Haiku Hands in 2020. You're releasing it on vinyl as well. I reckon there is a massive difference between the sound of something that's on vinyl compared to the digital recording. Do you reckon that's true?
Yep, I definitely do. I feel like, I mean, often they get like, they go through a different mastering process. So I think that the mastering process definitely adds another sound. The vinyl gives it another sound. I also just, same as the feeling thing before in the writing room, I think it has a really different feeling.
Yes.
It's funny you just mentioned it. My friend has sent me a video because she's in Perth and she just bought it, and she was just before we got on the call, she was playing it, and she was just, I was just watching her dance around with the vinyl in the background in the back, and I was like, oh, this is a good moment.
Virgin like, vinyl too. That's the best it'll ever be.
totally. From then on it, totally going to change and shift. Yeah.
Well, speaking of changing and shifting, your music certainly has people shifting, if not moving very vigorously on the dance floor. So we are really, really pleased to hear that you're so excited to be performing at Gay Times this weekend. And, of course, you also have a bunch of upcoming shows as well. So if people do want to check you out, they absolutely can. Haikuhands.com.au is the place that they can get all of that information. And, of course, you can check out Haiku Hands on Instagram and Facebook. Bea, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Oh, it's a freaking pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Bea.
It's just me and my dog. Thanks, Warren. Thanks, Em.
Thanks, Bea.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.